Astronomers have searched our galaxy for planets outside of our solar system for a long time now, and recently they discovered a new kind of planet, one that is on par with the Earth. For the second time in 2 weeks, scientists have announced finding planets that look more like our little rocky Earth than they do the big gas giants Jupiter and Saturn. Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, and a regular Thursday contributor to Day Today, is here to talk with us about it. Ira, this search for other planets seems to be just sort of an irresistible quest, doesn't it?
Of course, because that is the whole point of astronomy, I think, is to look for signs of life on the other solar systems. And since life exists so well here on Earth on a small rocky planet, those are the kinds of places that we're looking for. In the search for new extrasolar planets, scientists have found about 135 other planets, but the discoveries announced this week and last week have elevated the search to a whole new level.
Now, what is that? What's the new level?
Well, we're finding planets that are closer to the size of the Earth, these giant gas giants. They're 700 times the mass of the Earth, and these new planets that are being discovered are only 15 to 20 times the size of the Earth. And in fact, one of the new planets being found has set the record for the smallest size planet. We think that's about 14 times the size of the Earth. So these are exciting findings.
What is the technology involved here? Are there brand new telescopes that enable this to happen?
You know, there really aren't. The technology involves watching for gravitational wobbles or watching for the planets to pass in front of the suns and seeing the lights dim. And that's using standardized telescopes that we have today. But there are a whole slew of new telescopes waiting to come out in the next decade or two that scientists will now think about using to find these new planets.
Any chance, to go back to the original premise here, any chance of finding life on one of these super-Earths?
Well, not really. One odd, hard-to-explain fact about these planets is that they speed around their sun very close into their own sun, 10 to 20 times closer than Mercury does to our sun. So it would be too hot for life as we know it. And the discovery of one of the planets in the star system 55 Cancri makes it now the first four-planet solar system ever found. So we're finding planets, and we're also finding mini little solar systems of stars that are outside of our own.
A tiny, more intrusive question for you about life. Did you really say there is no chance?
Not on these planets, because it's so hot on these planets that no life as we know it could exist.
I guess that's the key question, no life as we know it.
We're being surprised by how much life can survive in hostile conditions. We're finding, ancient life in hot thermal vents beneath the ocean. We may be finding life in places that we thought maybe not could exist before.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, a regular Thursday contributor to Day Today. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome.